Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm good, bro.
Good, good, good. This is the show where Sean and I scour the internet. We tell some jokes, find some funny stories out, and talk about how we've been killing some time, aka kill a bit. It's going to go the order of jokes, kill a bit, and then stories this week. But I kind of want to cheat a little bit of kill a bit. You've been away, haven't you, Sean?
I have indeed.
You're back now.
I am.
Obviously, it's obvious. Oh yeah, you're sitting opposite me in a room, and you're in front of a microphone.
Mad. Right,
mad, bro. How was your holiday? First of all, you went somewhere that was like somewhere that I will go, but you partook in an activity that unfortunately I will never take part in again.
Why? Wait, hold on a minute. You never told me that.
Yeah,
I'll let you talk.
I've tried it.
Yeah,
but I feel that I'm too brittle to continue trying this sport, bro. You did coax me back, but I feel like since our conversation, I've regressed back to this.
You're too, bro. Person you're talking to, you're saying you're too brittle. Come on, man. Really?
Where have you been, though, Sean?
I was in Canada, in Whistler.
Eh? Canada, eh?
I'm telling you what, I'm really bad, and I apologize for this. Yeah. I still have a big issue with being able to determine between an American accent and a Canadian accent. I know.
How can a boat?
But I've got to try and get them to say about in a sentence, and then I can.
Yeah.
Apart from that, and it's the same with Australian and the Indian and the Kiwi accent. My ears haven't.
I don't know what is the killer, because about is the one that we can get. That's the one that helps you just a boot
or it's a bit Scottish.
Yeah. What do we? I don't know how to get the difference between like Australian and Kiwi. I don't know what their word is. I know you say, do you know how to do the hacker? That's it. But that's wild racist. That is wild racist. You can't say that, innit?
What if you're Australian and you know how to do the hacker?
Oh, double fucked, innit? You get me. What if you're Scottish and you're just hanging around in Canada? You're like, oh, you're Canadian. Absolutely not, bruv. You get me? Yeah, man. But you're back from skiing. So can we hear in a little while about how you got on with your hand warmers and also some other tech you got on with? But first thing first, Sean, are you injury free?
I mean, talking about being brittle, didn't take any drops, but I'm hurting.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of the knees, the shoulders.
Yeah.
Hurting.
Back.
Back's not too bad.
And you didn't fall over at all once?
No falls.
At all, once? Yeah, that's how I know you're quite good at skiing. Because I at least fall over once every 10 minutes, minimum.
I would say this as well, usually I go harder than I did this year, but I've got to manage it as I'm getting old.
So you didn't go balls to the wall, balls out, black run.
Yeah. But at certain points, it's a bit like if you go fast in your car, you do some check boxes and then you cane it. But there's more check boxes now that I'm older.
Is my blood sugar level high enough?
Yeah. By the time I've done all the check boxes, usually I'm at the bottom already and I'm like, oh, cool.
What was I doing again? All right, well, I'm glad that you're here with us back and you're in full effect. But yeah, we will be talking about your skiing coming up as well. But I'm ready to just jump into the joke, Sean. I've got a few for you. How heavy are you with jokes this week? Because I've got a few, so I can make up for some if you have.
Oh yeah, I'm light this week.
How light are you?
I haven't got any long form ones. I've got a couple of short ones and a couple of burns. But no long form jokes.
So okay, so you've got a couple of jokes and you've got some. I'm ready. You know what? I'm ready for the burns early doors if you want, bro. Yeah, I'm ready for them. So you've got ultimate cusses that are out there.
There's a couple of one-liners which I saw which I just thought were absolutely savage.
So like, if we're going to headline this, what is it like? The biggest burns.
Biggest burns of the week.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a bit like, remember the one yesterday where they said it used to be called a jampoline until your mum jumped on it? I enjoyed that one.
That was one of the best ones, yeah. One of the best cusses ever.
Hey, this is the one that I thought was most savage, and it's very, very short, but was. I miss the feeling of not knowing you.
That's fucking harsh.
I was like, it takes a minute, but it's so, if you said that to someone that you actually knew and cared for.
I miss the feeling of not knowing you.
Let it sink in for a second, innit, and see what someone's facial expression changes. Just like yours did.
I was like, "Rah, Sean being romantic." No, he's not. Absolute burn. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I love what you've done with your hair. How'd you get it to come out of your nostrils like that?
I mean, you laugh, but I can relate to that, bro.
I can relate to
that. Trim. Yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, all right. Do you want me to go? No. You go. You want to go short form, or do I go one?
I'd probably hit us with a few. Hit us with what you got, and I can pick up the slack if we need to. But I feel like you got enough here this week, Sean.
No. Some of these are terrible, bro. These are full on dad jokes now.
Okay.
And this one, I want you to try and guess.
Okay.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
Can't open up.
Yes.
Oh, he's got a point.
Sorry.
That's
at least 10 points.
That's a good one.
I once bought a hat for my leg. It was a kneecap. I should have allowed you to get someone. Do you reckon you would have got that?
I think I could have, you know.
I should have. Okay.
Yeah. What if I was like, it's a knee hat? Oh, fuck, no. And fuck. All right, man, that's good.
All right, one more.
Hey, go on.
What's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants?
No idea.
One is a crusty bus station, the other is a busty crust station.
I like that. All right, well, I've got a couple stories for you, Sean. So jokes. This one is nice and silly. A couple has a baby, but unexpectedly, the baby is born without arms or legs or a body. It's just a head. Nevertheless, the couple embrace their roles as parents, as unusual as it might be, and they raise their child, trying to make their life as normal as possible. Obviously, it's a struggle, but they manage, and they love and treat their son like any other normal kid. Well, as much as possible. On the day of their son's 21st birthday, the father decides to take his son for his first official real drink as an adult, so they go to the local pub, where the father proudly puts the head on the bar and orders two shots of the finest liquor. The bartender can't believe what he's seeing, but goes ahead and gets the drinks. The father takes the drinks, cheerses the glasses together, takes one, shots it, and then pours the other into his son's mouth. Lo and behold, the head starts wiggling and shaking, and suddenly and dramatically it sprouts an entire torso. What the hell, screams the dad. Bartender, two more shots. And they do those shots, and the torso starts wiggling again and shaking, and boom, the son sprouts two arms. Unbelievable, the dad says, two more shots. And of course, the body's wriggling, the arms are wriggling, and out sprouts two legs. Two more shots, screams the dad. Holy shit, wait, screams the son. I can walk, I can run. And with that, he goes running outside the door straight into traffic and gets obliterated by a bus. Says the bartender. He should have quit while he was ahead.
Oh. Bro, I thought that was going so many other ways. I thought it was going to be a legless joke, yeah? And then the second one, I thought it was going to be, do you remember the blah blah Mulberry?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
He runs out and then he just go, and the moral of the story is always look left and right. That was a good one. I like that.
Cool. All right, here's another one for you. Son. Daddy, I fell in love and I want to date this awesome girl. Father, that's great, son. Who is she? Son, it's Sandra, the neighbor's daughter. Father, I wish you hadn't said that. I have to tell you something, son, but you must promise not to tell your mother. Sandra is actually your sister. The boy naturally is a bit bummed out, but a couple of months later goes, Dad, I fell in love with someone again and she's even hotter. Father, that's great, son. Who is she? Son, It's Angela, the other neighbour's daughter. Father, oh, I wish you hadn't said that. Angela's also your sister. This went on like a few more times, and finally the son was so mad he said, fuck it, and went to his mum crying. Son, Mum, I'm so mad at Dad. I fell in love with six girls and I can't date any of them because Dad is their father. The mother hugs him affectionately and whispers into his ear, son, you can date whoever you want. He isn't your father.
Savage.
And then I've got one more, a short one for you.
Can I just say what the reminds me of the other day? There's a I saw a clip where a boy, he's like filming himself. He must be like a teenager or something. And he goes, today, I found out that my mum's not a virgin. And then he turns the camera to his mum and his mum just starts cracking up and she goes, none of my holes are a virgin. And he turns it back to himself and you just see like the look in his face.
The colour
like,
draining from his face. Yeah, you should have fucked with your mum. Should have fucked with your mum, man. That is dope, man. I like that. Right. So here's a quick short one. My father died 25 years ago today. I'll always remember his last words. Stop shaking the ladder, you little shit. Sorry. I like it.
Like the bucket one.
Yeah. I'm about to kick the bucket. Oh man, that's funny, man. So yeah, anyway, on to our next bit of the show. How we've been, I'm gonna try not to spam the sweep effect button, but on to our next bit. How have you been killing time this week, Sean? You know, how have you been killing? I mean, obviously we've got to talk about skiing, haven't we? Like killing time in a bootland.
So I've come back to -5 when I touched down here.
Yeah.
And I could have wore like a vest and shorts, bro. Just to let you know, yeah. The first day that we got there, went up on the slopes, it was -35 degrees.
Yeah. -35 degrees.
Yeah. Biting cold. Like, I haven't experienced that cold before. I experienced like -20 wind chill when I was in like France 1 year, but it was -35. Painful.
Like, Celsius. I'm just double checking out here.
We don't do Fahrenheit.
We don't do Fahrenheit in this bitch.
Celsius, right? And I thought, we were struggling a bit. And then the next morning we woke up and they closed everything because it was -55 degrees, bro.
All right, Sean, I have so many questions. -35, Canada is obviously used to cold weather. Was everything still functioning even though it was cold? Or was there any...
At -35, everything was still pretty much... Like, there was a couple of lifts that weren't open, and I reckon maybe because they had a few issues, mm-hmm. but some of the gondolas would go up. I think the gondola didn't go up all the way to the top, so a few of the things were closed, but on the whole, like, obviously here, like, you have one drop of snow in it, and like, it grinds to a halt in it, do you know what I'm saying?
Here, if it was -15, national state of emergency.
Yeah, you're right.
A purge style film. It would be a purge. People would be like, right, great, the apocalypse is here. It's time for you to get crazy. But and the locals, were they still quite down as well? They're like normal. They were like, yeah, cool, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
At -35, they're like, yeah, it's a bit cold out.
Mm. Chilly.
Right.
Chilly a boot.
A chilly a boot. And did you feel okay in the 35, or did you feel like, was it biting cold for you in the 30, -35?
When you're like chilling on the lifts and stuff, like, you know, like, your fingertips, like any, you can't really have any skin exposed because it will feel like someone's like stabbing you in the face or something. So like full belly, you don't want anything exposed.
You get ice burn, innit? Mm. Like your skin would die. Basically.
Yeah. And that's why the next morning, it was like danger to life, bro. This is how cold it is, right? And I haven't fat checked this, but they have these guys in like red suits, and they're like they're like the on-slope medics.
Yeah.
And they would come around. There was like a Starbucks next to where where our hotel was and where we got like breakfast every morning. And a guy came past and he was like, all right, guys, just to let you know, everything's closed at the moment. There's going to be an update at this time, et cetera, et cetera. And he was like, it's been recorded as the sixth coldest day ever since records began in Whistler. And we were like, is blitz today. Yeah. Like, no joke.
A bit chilly then. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. So, wow. So the sixth coldest day. And so when it got to -55 and everything shut down, were you still warm indoors or were you like a bit chilly indoors? Because I feel like they have the infrastructure to stay warm, but -55 is still a bit...
Indoors was toasty as... It was -55 on the slopes. Mm-hmm. In the town, it was it was warmer than that, so it was like minus 30.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, it's calm.
Oh,
people walk around in their flip flops and that, innit? No worry. Bro, they are some people there at minus 30. Bro, there's a little kid bowling around in a t-shirt, bro. Like playing on road, just like, I was like, yo, guys, I saw some social services stuff going on there.
I presume you guys were wrapped up like the South Park main characters, like,
bro,
you know, like Kenny's.
Yetis, bro, yeah. We were just, you know, it was nuts. And then this kid's just like, you know, messing around with his brother or whatever.
Wow.
Nothing.
So Sean, I've got to ask you, right? How did the hand warmers go down?
Bro, they were an absolute lifesaver, I'm telling you. And and one evening, I went out, I had them in my pockets and I forgot to turn them off.
Mm.
And the next morning when I got up, they were still on.
What?
Yeah, so I can tell you, like, and I was using them, like, every time I got on a lift, I would turn them on in my pocket.
Yeah.
Be super smug. Everyone's like, oh, I can't feel the end of my fingers.
Yeah, sorry, I can't hear you through my sweating hands. Sorry.
Yeah. And, oh, they were amazing. Absolutely. Nice. I know the battery in that cold, I was worried that, like, after like an hour or two hours, the battery would just be finished. But big up the hand warmers.
Nice. That is nice.
Yeah.
Also in Canada, did you have some poutine?
I did have some poutine.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of this poutine.
It's not a euphemism, guys. It's an actual dish.
It is, and it is.
Man, I had some poutine out there.
Chips, gravy,
cheddar
curls. I can't remember. They either call them cheddar curls or little bits of cheese, spring onion.
Yes. You can have different flavor types of poutine, though, innit?
Yeah, I only had like the OG one, like the original.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was banging. I mean, not too much on the cheese, but you can get vegan cheese as well. But I thought if I was going to have the experience,
I feel like it's one of those things you got to eat quick because I like crispy chips. So you don't want like super soggy, wet chip soup.
Bro, this is the conversation that we had in the sense of people like, I don't
sorry.
People are like, oh, I don't like soggy chips. And I was like, you just got to bosh them.
You got to bosh them
pretty quick, isn't it?
And are they like fries chips or did you have chippy chips?
Fries chips. Fat chips.
So you got to get to them quick.
Yeah, but do you know what? It's like if I go KFC, man, love the gravy.
But
dipping a crispy chip in gravy, you know what I mean? Fantastic. Instead of making all the chips super soggy, you know.
Well, also on that note, you know KFC has new fries. Have you tried them?
Since when?
They've like around Christmas time. They said they used it was like the marketing campaign was our fries are whack. Now they're not. Like used.
I mean,
to say,
we've known that for years that their fries are whack.
So now they're back.
But are they less whack?
They taste like they've put some new spring. It tastes like they've put kind of like a peri peri / MSG. Sprinkling on MSG makes everything better.
I love a bit of MSG.
Trust me, salt plus. But like, it tastes like, you know, when you go to like the hood chip shops, like, or the chicken spot, and they put the red salt on it. It's like got bits of that in it, like red salt, like with a bit of like chicken flavor in it, like a chicken seasoning on the fries. Very delicious, bruv. I've got to
And the fries themselves?
Crispy, tasty.
Are they less chippy and more fryy?
They're more fryy. No, they're still fryy. But they just have that extra layer of flavour, you know, and
like
crispy.
But you know, like the KFC chips were like kind of thick.
A little bit more thick fries.
Yeah.
So they're still that same size, but they're crispy and they're justified. It's a new salt that they're putting over it, basically.
Have they just rebranded the same chips again and just put some salt, different salt in it?
I think they've got
like, those peri-peri.
It's chicken salt. Nip some from around the corner. Fucking funny. Yeah, no, they probably have.
Okay.
So the hand warmers were good. All right, cool. How else what other techie bits have you been cracking on with?
I bought a pair of new earbuds before I went away.
Okay.
I'm going to butcher this. It's the new Sony XM5s or WF, I don't know. It's the
XM4?
No, that's the fives. It's the new ones.
Right.
Come on, bro. This guy.
WF 1000 XM5 earbud.
Keep up, bro. To be honest with you, I've always skimped a little bit on earbuds. The last earbuds actually I used were like gaming earbuds that I bought specifically for gaming. So I think because I don't like wearing over ear headphones for an extended period of time.
Yeah, about an hour is good for you, innit?
About an hour.
Yeah.
An hour's about the cutoff. Otherwise, I get like my ears get a bit hot and I get a bit uncomfortable. So, these earbuds are real. Like the noise cancelling, the amount of things that you can do with them, the app is actually really, really good.
So got an app, because all headphones come in and they have an app that comes with them, so you can adjust them. So can you use them for gaming as well, or are you just
use
them for music?
No, you can use them for gaming, but I mean the app themselves, like the amount of things that you can like pair them with different other applications that you can, you can have like quick buttons for Spotify, for Amazon Music, for all kinds of different like bits and bobs as well. But mainly the sound is and the noise cancelling is incredible.
I'm looking at a picture of them. Have they got a physical button on them? Because they kind of look like they got this.
No, it's just a touchpad. They got touchpads on each of them. So you can have like double tap and it will open up and play whatever the last thing your Spotify had. But obviously you can start, stop, skip, or you can change the noise cancelling from that to like ambient sound. I think there's like three speakers on them now.
Yeah.
So if you're someone starts talking to you, you can just like hit them.
Yeah.
Still hear what you're listening to. Yeah. Get a good ambience. Get some good ambient sound in.
If you hopefully hear to, like, the ambience of outside and cut me off so you don't hear anything that I'm saying.
I mean, I wasn't going
to
say
it. It's a lovely day, man. The birds sound delicious. Sean, are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate.
If you're on the Bakerloo line and you want to hear some of the squeaking and the squealing stuff.
You can enjoy that.
You can really get like,
you can really pick that up.
I always think, if I was a tourist, I'd never heard this before. I might think that this train was about to like derail or something.
Bro, you know when a tube train takes a tight corner? Let's just say it's not a smooth ride, isn't it? It feels like we're going down or we're going over in it. The ba-dum, ba-dum, da-ba-dum, dum. And then like combine that with the flashes of the sparks that you see.
And the lights just randomly, lights go like off. A horror film, isn't it?
Yeah, but they must look around at everyone just going like, oh, whatever.
In the same way that on a flight, if anything happens, I just look at the flight attendants and I'm whatever their reaction is, I will mirror.
Yeah.
If you ever see a flight attendant get a bit
that's when you gotta
start worrying a little bit, innit?
Exactly. Well, I think maybe you told this story, or a mate of us told this story, I was there. When we were younger on the train once, I think we were fucking around at the front of a tube train, like messing around. I think we like knocked on the driver's jaw, punched him up, knocked on his door. And I think he opened the door half between stops while the train was still bouncing around going, could you stop banging on the door? And we were like, Robert, who's driving the train? Who's driving the train while you're having a go at us?
I don't remember that.
But anyway, sorry. So these WF-1000 XM5s, so they just, are they, right, simple question, are they comfortable?
They are very comfortable. They come with like a selection of different sized
tips.
Yeah. And they've actually got a feature on the app where you can change the tips of it and it will figure out what's the perfect size for your ears. And sometimes it will be like one ear is like a medium, the other one's a small, depending on the size of your ear canals and stuff like that. So that's like pretty, but I mean, I was wearing them on the flight for like 5 hours. And like once or like maybe in that 5 hours, once or twice, I had to kind of like just
push them back in a little bit.
And that was about it.
Yeah, man. Because they're like buds. So they're like,
they don't have any little arms, you know, like the Bose ones, but they have little arms so you can go running in them and stuff like that more so.
Yeah. It's with headphones, I'm very blessed because I'm one of those people who the original AirPods fit my ear. So
you've got the mold.
Yeah. They fit me. So I have tried lots of other headphones, but you know, on the desk in front of me now, I've got the OG AirPods, like the second generation, but whatever. But if they don't fit your ear, that's a nightmare because they're hard. Whereas with these buds, you've got the different tips on them where you can kind of adjust them.
Yeah.
And I've had good fun with, when I can make the adjustments and make them fit, that's great. When I can't because of my ears, like a half size or whatever, it's
unusable, isn't it?
Yeah. And when you've got to keep on pushing it in, if it falls out every 2 minutes, you get me? If you've got a really waxy ear like myself, do you know what I mean? It's all slip and sliding out. You've got to stick it back in again.
Thanks for the sound effects, everyone.
But yeah, man. Do they sound good? Like good bass response? Because small speakers, small buds, that's where they, you know, that's where they prove their salts, isn't it? Like they prove their minerals, should we say? Like, because, you know, can they deliver that bass, Sean?
Do you know what? It's one of them ones where if you... So first and foremost, the bass is for a small bud, much better than anything I've ever previously experienced.
Okay.
Very good. I would say if you have the noise cancelling on, the bass is turned up much, much higher. It's very noticeable. Yeah. As soon as you tap it and you put the noise cancelling on, I'm guessing they use that as part of the noise cancelling. So like the bass becomes probably, I would say for some people's taste, too much. For me, there isn't such thing as too much bass.
Yeah, I know. I've been in your car, bruv.
So it's, Oh, not as bad as back in the day. But you were like,
we were all horrible.
What song is this?
We were all horrible. We were like, yo, I spent £300 on my speakers. So did you get 6x9s? No, bro, I've got 7 subs. 7 subwoofers,
and then just tweeters.
Yeah, just one tweeter. Yeah. Ticket. Yeah. So yeah, they sounded really good. And can you do like the through sound as well, where you can still get some outside?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying with the ambient sound, yeah, so you can hear it and then you get the ambient sound in.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, they've got features like if you start to talk, you can put a feature on. So if you talk, then it will pause the headphones. Or you can like...
Sick.
Or you can do a thing where, let's say you're on a train and there's like an announcement. If you just hold the bud, it will do a complete... It will stop the music and do a complete listen through. And then you let go and then it will just continue playing your...
Oh, sick.
Yeah, which is quite useful as well.
That is really useful, yeah. Because I think it's... Because for me, I don't like too much sound cancellation that I can't control because I think it's a bit dangerous, like walking to a road, get hit by a car.
100%.
On a train.
There's only certain places where it's safe to do so. No?
Exactly. A flight. And even then, I kind of want to make sure that I don't turn it up really loud and like I'm pumping my ears full of loads of noise. Do you get me? Because of the sound. Anyway.
That's the reason why the noise cancelling works because with my previous earbuds on the train, but I used to have it on full volume and all I could hear was the Bakerloo lights. So having these, my volume's only like half to three quarters and it's easily loud enough because I'm not hearing like the screeching and all that.
Got to protect those ears, man. But they sound really good. And battery life as well? I presume they just last as long as you need them.
Yeah, battery life. They stay 8 hours plus another 16 with the case. Mm. Maths, 24 hours all in.
Quick
maths. And yeah, so far, like I haven't experienced like, you know, it's only been like 5 hours and then it shut off or anything like that. I think I used them for about 5 hours on the flight. And then when I got off, they were still like 40% or 30 something percent or whatever. So
heavy. All right. Nice. There you go. What? The Sony WF-1000XM5. Yeah.
What a boot.
Maybe I've said this to you. Maybe I haven't. When it comes to reboots, I'm very skeptical.
Okay.
With the new Disney films, I'm not really for like the whole let's do Aladdin again, let's do Lion King. And I'm like, I've seen the originals, I like them. However, there's certain shows that graced our airwaves when we were younger, and when they come back,
you just said graced our airwaves, and I thought you said grey. Star Airwaves, and I was like, yo, what's this, man? This sounds great.
Grey Star Airwaves is a show about it's actually Grave Star Airwaves. It's actually a show where there's a graveyard in space.
Oh, snap.
And it's about the shuttle service that travels to and from.
I would watch this all day.
It's funny, like, it's a lot of gallows humor in there, you know what I mean? But like that Grey Star Airwaves, and that show, Sean, is Gladiators. Gladiators is back. They rebooted it
after how many years?
I think it's like 25 years. Can you feel the power of the gladiators? I did some research. That gentleman whose name is I've got it written down somewhere.
What, the ref or
the
ref?
The ref, right? So I shouldn't be starting with such travesty, Sean, but the ref, who is 92 years old.
Wow. I mean, he wasn't a young one at that point.
He was old then, innit? He's 92 years old. John Anderson.
Man, like John Anderson. So Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. So if Sean and I were on Gladiators and Sean was the gladiator, what would your gladiator name be?
Don't know. Brittle.
Brittle. Brittle, yeah. So it'd be like, Brittle, are you ready? You go, yes. Marcus, are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Did he say fight? Or he blow his whistle?
I was about to say activate, and then I realised that was
Robot Wars. I'm sorry, I'm on that. But so Gladiators is back. They've got a whole new host of gladiators. There is a second travesty though, Sean. Wolf.
I was about to say.
Who was one of the best gladiators because he was evil. He played the right kind of evil. He's comical, a bit cheeky. We hated him, but we loved him.
But then if you were young enough, you were like a little bit scared of him at the same time.
He had very scary eyes.
Yeah.
See that thing at the camera, like, yeah.
Wasn't he like from the ends or something?
Rhino was from Northwest. Rhino's from Northwest. He's like slimmed down a bit, so he's not as stacked as he was. But unfortunately, so Wolf has a son who is in shape, has long hair, looks kind of like his dad, and they've not drafted him in for the gladiators.
What?
Bruv!
That feels like
We all know every reboot deserves a callback character.
It does.
So could you imagine, Sean, if we had Wolf Cub, the cub of the wolf, Wolf Child, Wolf Junior, WJ.
Any of them would have worked.
And imagine him absolutely smashing a contender. Yeah, that was it. No, it didn't say your name, it was contender. That was it. and then after smashing up the contender, he runs over to the crowd. And who do we see him give a loving embrace to? The OG Wolf, who for this, in my mind, is fully grey now. like white haired wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking like Gandalf the Great. The Grey. yeah, man. So they brought it back. It's all new. I have such a better understanding of the level of health you need to partake in this. I used to watch it when I was younger, be like, I could do that. Travelator, I could do that. I could do that. Absolutely not, Sean. I'm not in any physical shape for it. You have to be top level. Like, you have to be really healthy to be able to partake in gladiators. But I'm glad it's back. Good, clean cut fun. Bradley Walsh is presenting it with his son. The guy that does the chase.
Oh, the guy who's like 9 foot tall.
No. The main host of the chase. Bradley Walsh?
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Not one of the chasers. Yeah, not like Sean. Yeah. Bradley Walsh. Okay. Bradley Walsh does it with his son as well. There's a bit of that dad, father, son banter as well.
Okay.
It's just, Sean, honestly, like, did I learn much watching it? No. Is it a fun little watch? 100% yes.
Do you know what? I assumed that it was going to be whack, and I'm pleased to hear. I'm pleased to hear that it's not.
Well, basically, you're seeing people partake in these like
it's a bit like that ninja whatever
ninja warrior, like that. We could put it on, like, have a couple of beers or a couple of drinks or a cup of tea. We could have a chat and catch up and also watch the show.
It would just be there in the background.
Wait, it's time for the final.
But I'm still reeling at the fact that they didn't bring Wolf.
Travesty, isn't it?
That is.
Travesty. And obviously, because it's 2023, slightly less racist names.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think it was a black guy that was like, shadow.
Oh, God.
You get me? So they're slightly more politically correct with the name. But no
bring backs, none of the old... Nah. None of the, like,
no Jet.
Yeah, oh, but I mean, that's my spell of Partridge.
Yeah. I mean, I fancy Jet. I think everyone fancied a Jet a little bit in it. Yeah, no Jet. The Gladiators are all in ridiculously good shape, though.
You would expect so.
Yeah. But
but maybe not. Maybe in 2023/4.
Oh my gosh, I'd like a curvy Gladiator.
No, but yeah. if you watch something like UFC or something, being ripped does not mean that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's sometimes.
It's still kind of like their stats are can like deadlift 300 pounds. Like it's very much conventional good looking, but you're right. Could they have a whippy MMA guy in there? I mean, that's what Wolf was kind of like. He was hench.
I mean,
but it wasn't the henchest though, was he?
No, but he was still, not compared to like Rhino, but Rhino he was still stacked though. He was still wham.
They all look good. None of them look like.
Roy did that. Sloppy, you know.
None of them. None of them look really slim, unhealthy slim. You know, like how there's that dangerous skinny healthy, which isn't healthy.
Are we talking about the women here, or
both men or the women?
Okay,
one just looks ultra ripped.
Okay.
But they look. All of them look like they could have it. Like men and women look like if they were to punch you, you're feeling it. Okay. It's going to hurt in the morning. Do you get me like that? But no, really good show to watch and like nice fun. And I haven't caught up on it yet. But I'm glad I've abstained. Reacher.
I've done the same. I haven't watched.
Have you stopped it? All right, we could talk about the next episode.
Everyone that I was in Whistler with, everyone was like, "Oh, new episode's out," and they were watching it. I'm like,
"What did you do?"
On the plane, and that, the curiosity gets the better of you. And like, I was like sitting there, and I like look across. Yeah. I'm like, "Nah, don't do it."
So has it got quite a wide appeal then, this Reacher? Because I'm so used to being the only guy in the room that likes it. Because I'm like this little nerd that reads these silly little books.
It's right on my street with like the quips. And although I will say this, some of the guys thought that the third season wasn't as good. Is it third? No, second season. It's the second at the moment.
Second, yeah.
Some people thought that the second wasn't as good as the first.
Really?
Yeah. I was thought it was interesting because you have a deep-rooted knowledge in it all. And they were saying that some of the lines were a bit cheesy and this and that. And I was saying to them that it actually followed the books more.
Direct lifts. They're direct lifts. There wasn't the first some direct lifts, but...
they've let into it more.
Yeah. Direct lifts of the book, which is, and I will admit this, Reacher is cheesy, but I like it. I like it. Like, you know, I like my coffee strong. And does he like it? No, he likes his coffee strong and black. That's it. He doesn't say, "I like my coffee like I like my men." He says, "I like my coffee strong." Or like, he'll just be like, he'll eat a lot of food, like stuff like that, which is quite cheesy to see like a hench guy, but he'll do that. Or he'll just be like, you know, "You drive like shit." You know, like that kind of stuff. But he's that's his character. So it is cheesy. It is a bit out there.
Did you watched the most recent episode, did you?
I've not. I think I was abstained. I think I was on episode 3 when I last spoke
to
you.
Yes, you did say ratings.
All to come, man. And I've started rewatching Slow Horses as well, which we spoke about loads on this show.
I'm going to recap. Not even recap. No. I'm just going to tell you, I finished watching the second season yesterday.
Nice.
It is one of the best shows that I have seen in the longest time. And and on the plane, they had the first two episodes of it. So I got a couple others to watch the first two episodes.
Nice.
And I know they were all like, "This is sick."
I didn't realize until I watched the first season again, and this doesn't ruin it, Gary Oldman is so unlikable in the first couple of episodes. Like, he's horrible, isn't
he?
He's fucking horrendous.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No, yeah, because I'm used to like, there's character development and then I'm not saying he is or isn't any more of an asshole, but you kind of understand more. But at the start, I'm like, you are an unruly prick.
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah, like, and I forget it. like there's a lot of tension between characters. Like, there's a lot of like, "You fucking prick, man." Yeah, "You're a fucking prick." Like, and it all changes. Sean,
go on.
No, I just want to say, like, season 3 is also
I'm hanging on to my senior, right?
Like, just, you have to watch it, bro. Just like,
I watched the first half episode of the third season.
Mm.
What I don't like doing is I don't like watching to the end of a season and then just stopping, because I have a really bad habit of not watching the next season, especially if someone turns to me and goes, "Oh, I don't think that season was as good." I just don't watch it.
So I had to start. Yeah. I just love it, bruv. It's a great show. Yeah, I mean, I think we banged on about it.
Recommendation, 100%, man.
Like, and Gary Oldman's flatulence in the first few episodes is absolutely fantastic.
And they keep, even in the end of the second, there was one in like the last episode as well. They're like, bring it back again.
Yeah. Fucking hell, mate. Fucking hell. That's a bit of a stinker.
That's a lingerer, that one.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. The airtime on that. Fucking hell. Yeah. He's a really good actor, man. And it's really good. Third season. I'll tell you what, when you've watched it, we'll have a little talk about it. Because it's been out for long enough for us to do spoilers, I think.
Okay. And can I just say, it's a serious thing, but some of it is so savage that it is some of the funniest shit that I've ever seen. Like, people are so savage,
but like,
it's brutal, man.
When you think about it, when your job is so fucking serious, the gallows humor has got to, second time I use it in an episode, has got to be wild though, innit, bruv? Like, you've got to just, you would say fucked up shit. Like, I would be, a human coping mechanism is we make stuff funny or silly. And I think the darker the situation, the more wild you got to be of it. Like, you know, like if you're working in forensics or like flipping, you know, in a morgue, that's where gallows humor comes from, isn't it? Like, you've got to be able to bust jokes, man.
Yeah.
Like, so you kind of get that. And also, I've realized all the characters in it look like real people. Like, even Gary Oldman, he looks like a real fucking horrible smelly guy.
It's not like, they're not like Hollywoodized in that sense.
Maybe River looks like a pretty boy, but I think they do that deliberately and they rinse him for a bit.
Do you know who he looks like?
Who?
He looks like Blondie.
Fucking hell.
He proper looks like Blondie, innit?
Yes. Since I've been watching it, I've been wondering, he looks so, have you told Blondie? Sorry, no, Blondie's a friend of Shaw's that I know as well, yeah.
He's also an actor.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's been times where there's been some like for likes. But I didn't know who he was, as in yeah. who, I can't remember his name in real life.
I'll find it for you.
River yeah, Cartwright's yeah. name. And then I was just watching it and I was like, oh, he looked like there's just certain times, especially his hair's like messy and that. He just
yeah. That's what it is, man. Absolutely. Oh, I can't believe it, Sean. I've been trying to put my finger on that for ages. Jack Lowden,
yeah, yeah.
Scottish man, Lowden. Anyway, yeah, so I've been watching that Reacher and stuff like that, Sean. And yeah, man, I think it's time for us to step onto our next part of the show. News stories of the week. I've got some ones, you've got some ones.
Hit me up, I want to hear some.
Okay. I'll give you one and then I'll let you go afterwards, because last episode's one, I banged on about it for so long, it ate the whole episode. I hope this doesn't eat...
Wait, was that the stripper one?
Yeah, that was it. Remember that ate up the whole episode. I hope this one doesn't drink up the whole episode.
Ooh, pun intended.
Hungarian man breaks world record for highest blood alcohol level ever. Okay. This guy's blood alcohol level... Well, the breathalyzer given to a Hungarian man showed an unbelievable number. The device showed an alcohol level of 5.67%. This guy's blood was a Stella.
Stella R. Torres.
This guy's blood was stronger than a Guinness. According to... According to the Alcoholism Portal, which is a portal about alcohol, a blood level of 4.5 to 5.0 is fatal. The reason is because it paralyzes the respiratory center of the body, followed by paralysis of the circulatory system, which also leads to a fatal outcome. Death occurs up to 5 to 10 hours after the onset of unconsciousness. Right? So, according to experts, a blood alcohol concentration of as little as 3.35 to 0.45 grams per liter can cause death. This means the amount of alcohol found in this guy's body was the equivalent to 12 deaths. This guy drank enough to kill 12 people.
Wait, would you say 0.3?
0.35 to 0.45 is acceptable. This guy's level was 5.67%, bruv, which is a lot more than... But basically, bro, the dude drank so much.
He became an alcoholic drink.
Yes, he became... He drank him... You know what they say, you are what you eat?
This guy took it to a next level.
You are what you drink.
So they said to him, look, mate, this is the amount of percentage of alcohol you can have in your system, which yeah. is fatal. And he yeah. went, oh, is it?
Hold
is
my...
Is it?
No, I'll hold your beers. I'm going to try and find some more information about this. I had some more information about it, because I believe, right? I don't want to lie. I don't lie. I believe he was... trying to get on his bike and he was trying to move around. Let's try and find it. Oh my god, like, yeah, I think he was trying to get on a bicycle, so he was still like up on 2 feet.
I mean, even that by itself, I mean, he should be getting some sort of award.
Yeah, to be that. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to promote drinking, but this is X-Men level, like,
if you're gonna
tolerance,
do it properly.
So probably his alcohol. Oh, gotta try and find the full article again. I don't know where it's gone because they pulled half the article. But yeah, bro. But to have a 5.67 alcohol level is like, you know, your blood, a pint of your blood is stronger than a Guinness.
And this guy was okay.
Survived. He lived, bro. He's in a lot of trouble.
a lot of trouble. I mean, someone take a cutting of his liver, like, we need...
yeah, I need to find out what he's made out of. I mean, he's probably got a liver that takes up 50% of his body, innit? You probably cut him open, he's all liver.
Oh, I was about to say, or he has that thing where... You know that thing where sometimes certain people have a gene in which when you get to, like, a certain drunkenness, it starts... It's like a overflow.
Yes.
Where you stop absorbing it and it just kind of... goes out through and out of your system without getting absorbed. But this guy was
but it was in his system.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've never made the mistake of saying, well, by the way, I'm quite a decent drinker, because I feel like you're setting yourself up.
Nah, you are.
But this man here, he needs to tell everyone, listen, I might not get drunk. The drinks might just get drunk in here tonight.
There's levels.
Yeah.
I don't think you've experienced these levels before.
Exactly. And unfortunately, the alcohol's been pulled since I've seen it. So I need to get more information and come back to you at some point.
The alcohol has been pulled.
The alcohol has been pulled. I see how you poured that drink in there, man. Oh. You got a quick shot in there. I think you did there, Rob. Anyway, so what have you got for us next, Sean? Oh, man.
It's a toss up between two of them. All right. I'm going to go for this one. All right. Man tried to swap drugs for fried pickles.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so
usually I'd expect it to be the other way around.
I know, right? But sometimes, God, if you need a fried pickle, you need a fried pickle.
Do you know what I mean?
So, give you a bit of context here. The Buffalo Wild Wings had closed late Sunday when Justin Carpenter pulled up to the Lawrence, Indiana restaurant around midnight looking for food. Fried pickles, to be exact. Like, at least specific. Give it to him. He knew what he wanted, didn't it?
Yeah.
He knew what he wanted.
Sorry, Sean, do you mind if I interject at this point? Have you ever had a fried pickle?
I don't think I have.
Flipping delicious, you know.
They sound great.
Frickles.
Because I love fried things and I love pickles.
Bro, or as in the UK, gherkin. But frackin. But they are delicious. Brother, I've had them.
Where did you have them? Was it abroad?
No, I've had them in the UK. Oh, there's a certain pub that I like and its food has gone a bit downhill, but all of a sudden the bar snacks have just fucking come into their own, mate. Like frickles.
Great.
Unless they got some little olive mixture that's delicious, but bro, we'll go, and I'll bro, okay. Frickles on me, yeah.
Yo, I've got you, bro.
Anyway, sorry.
In an ill-advised bid,
who advised you?
In an ill-advised bid to get the kitchen reopened, Carpenter 25 proposed a barter exchange to B Dub's employees, two of whom were minors.
Oh, okay. Breaking two laws at the same time.
As alleged by police, Carpenter offered drugs to Buffalo Wild Wings workers in exchange for fried pickles. Mm-hmm. Carpenter was wearing an ankle monitor as a result of a prior drug arrest.
For fuck's sake, triple transgression.
Offered marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, and vape cartridges containing THC, according to the workers interviewed by the cops. He was accompanied by a male friend, reportedly declared, "If you make us some fried pickles, I'll make it worth it." None of the employees agreed. Okay, I'm going to reword that. None of the employees admitted to agreeing to the drugs for pickles trade.
Yeah.
And Carpenter departed the Buffalo Wild Wings. Before leaving, though, investigators charged that Carpenter left three small bags of marijuana on the restaurant's front counter and told a manager, "Give those bags to the kids."
What?
This guy, honestly.
Did he leave with frickles or not? That's what I want to know, Sean, because I think that's a very important detail.
I would say that move would imply that he didn't get them. So he was like, "I'm going to try and mess up three youths."
Right.
He's like,
"Fuck them! If you don't want to take the drugs for the pickles, I'm just going to make you take the drugs."
So the police like they tracked him.
Mm-hmm.
To a nearby gas station,
mm-hmm.
where he was taken into custody.
Mm-hmm.
They searched his car and they found marijuana, cocaine, oxycodone, Xanax, THC cartridges, and scales containing a white powder.
You've been skiing recently, so do you think it was the same white powder?
I'll leave that to your imagination. Yeah, okay. It could have been anything. I don't want to assume anything. Do you know what I mean? Could have been salt. You know, let's not
seasoning for the frickles.
It could have been. I don't want to paint this carpenter chap in a bad light.
Yeah,
because he's done that.
Could have been sawdust. He's a carpenter. That's a reach, isn't it?
That was actually a good one. I enjoyed that.
It's a wood one. Yeah.
Sorry, oh, mate. Okay, he was arrested on multiple felony and misdemeanor narcotics charges and booked into county jail.
I mean, look. I think offering drugs to minors is young, but I mean, he wasn't gassing. He had it all, didn't he? He had it all. He's like,
he wasn't a liar.
Yes. He told the truth. And sometimes telling the truth isn't good. I mean, I presume if you have all those drugs, why didn't he do this? Sell the drugs outside for money. Use said money to buy Frickles.
Oi, that is wild.
Sometimes when you get high on your own supply, you miss out on some of the most basic things. He tried to fast forward through life. He tried to get there a bit too quick.
He tried to skip a step.
Tried to skip a step.
Sometimes cutting corners, it doesn't work.
And he could have had some change as well, because I'd tell you, I'd probably guess that 3 bags of weed, unless they were like really measly, terrible, small bags of weed, they've got to be worth more than a
some
few
fried
Frickles.
Yeah. But sometimes when you're hungry, innit?
Yeah.
You're like, cut out the middle, man. Go straight to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wings, and order some pickles as well. Not even wings as well. I'd order some wings too. Oh, maybe he's vegan. I don't know. Maybe.
Pickles on the brain.
Yeah, man. Pickles on the brain. So yeah, man, this carpenter dude, like, I respect his outcome, his want for an outcome. I don't respect his methodology.
We respect his honesty and his want for an outcome, but everything else,
yeah,
can't condone.
Nah,
giving
man.
Marijuana to minors and such.
Man. And
also cutting. There are certain corners that you can cut, exactly. And there are certain ones that you need to think through and be like.
And as a carpenter, you should know what corners are best to cut. Do you know what I mean, though? It's you know, you should learn it day one of class, innit?
Damn it.
I'm not sorry. But
you shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. But like, also, I feel like the kids definitely knew they're in trouble, because I feel like if you offer 3 young kids some bags of weed, they would have just gone shoop and took them. Do you know what I mean? But maybe the manager heard what he said and whatever.
A carpenter later on said that he left 6 bags of weed on the counter.
I left 9 bags of weed. The kids are like, nah, man. No. But Frickles do sound like a good idea.
He saw 3. Where's all the Frickles gone?
Damn, man. Yeah. He stole some Frickles too, man. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. One more quick one. I'll fry this at you super quick, Sean.
Let's do it.
All right. 4 men have been charged over the theft of an 18-carat gold toilet from a place in southern England where it was kept as an art exhibition before being stolen in an early heist in 2019. All right. So the fully functioning toilet, which was valued at £4.8 million, that's $5.9 million, was part of an exhibition by an Italian conceptual artist at Blenheim Place. It's a major tourist attraction and a World Heritage Site as well. So Britain's Crown Prosecution Service, the CPS, said that James Sheen, toilet Sheen jokes incoming, which Mr. Sheen, was charged with 1 count of burglary, 2 counts of, and 2 counts relating to the transfer of criminal property. Shitty crime, Sean, or not?
That's a crap crime, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
go on.
I'm just trying to think what his defence would have been. Oh, I really needed to go.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that gold toilets were like a bit of a myth. I didn't know that actual gold toilets work with an actual flush. Would you at some point in your life, for a bit of fun, just want to be someone that said, I've taken a shit on a solid gold toilet?
It's a weird brag, but why
it's
not?
A mad flex, isn't it?
Yeah.
A weird flex. I think it's a bit overhyped as well.
Sat
you know?
On a £5 million almost?
£5 million toilet.
Took a pound on a £5 million toilet. Why not? That is.
I feel like Lil Wayne would be able to write a bar about this that'd be fucking ground shaking. 06 Wayne, innit, would write something that'd be rocking till now. So this is a bit weird, Sean. It was not immediately clear if the toilet named America, so the toilet's called America, had Perfect. Been recovered, and authorities had no immediate comment in status. So it's called America a big. Oh, it's the artist that made it. It's a play on America, isn't it? It's a big toilet. It's a big, shiny, expensive toilet. Still, okay, cool, whatever. Anyway, the 4 men have been charged for it, and the 4 men have been charged for the theft because they broke in at 5 in the morning. They're called Michael Jones, Fred Doe, Bora Gugak, and that's their names. And there's no shit puns in there as well. I was going to try and slip one in there, but I didn't. But yeah, man, I'm trying to think, like, with the nicest toilet. This is a good way to end the show. What's the nicest toilet that you've used? Because I can start one. I've been at the Bandai Namco offices over here, and obviously they're an East Asian company. They had one of those super fucking high tech. We're talking warming seats, music played. Yeah. So many buttons. And I came out of there probably feeling cleaner than when I went in, bruv.
Yeah.
And I went in clean.
Yeah.
I think it only thing missing was shampoo and conditioner, bruv. Yeah. It washed me. It dried me.
Yeah.
And it made me feel a little bit disgusted that we don't have that technology over here. We have paper.
And also, put out there the bum gun, and if anyone doesn't know, it is in many other countries, Southeast Asia,
I've experienced it, and especially
outside of Europe, I'd say most hot countries, yeah, they use water to clean their bottom,
and it's way more hygienic. And if you need to use tissue, it's just to dry off.
Yeah, I mean, I think the standard saying is, if I was in the park, I fell over and I got some dog mess on my fingers, would I rather wash my hands with water or use a piece of tissue? I know what I'd want to use.
I've not heard this, but this is, yeah.
Makes sense, isn't it? You want to wash your hands first, then use some tissue to dry it. You wouldn't just like wipe the tissue off and then like go and have a slice of pizza. But man. So, you know.
Okay, is it a toss up between two? One in I think it was in Thailand.
Yeah.
Went to a very bougie restaurant. And they had the same kind of toilet. It had a warming seat.
Yeah.
It had the water jets.
Yeah.
Different water jets as well, depending on your taste.
Nice.
It had, and then it had the dryer, and it had, as you said, it had music.
Yeah.
And I was just like, where's this been all of my life?
Yeah. And tell the truth, you spent a little bit longer than you needed to, innit?
I did.
I pressed all the buttons, bruv, twice.
I did. Although one of the people that I was with pressed one of the buttons wrong when they were standing over the toilet. And then they arrived back to the seat.
Were they covered in water? Yes! Wait, sorry, Sean, were they covered in water?
Yeah. No, like, and they yeah. tried afterwards to use the hand dryer and stuff. And yeah. So I would assume that there was a certain point they were like,
I can taste it. But what was cool about the one at Bandai is it said it had it on it. It had a targeting system for your asshole. So it had like a scanning system where like it would work out. Because obviously,
everybody's
where
different.
We sit is in a different place. Mm. And then I think the previous iteration of this toilet, you kind of just, when the jet hit, you adjusted yourself to get in the right position, innit, right?
But the jets adjust to you.
They adjust to you, bruv. They use, I'd like to say they use military targeting.
Radar equipment.
Yeah, military grade targeted to get, you know, and I can imagine like a red laser going, one going vertically across your bum cheeks, one going horizontally, and finally going, boop, 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 target acquired.
And then you have to like, you have a little joystick and you.
Yeah.
That would make it even better.
But yeah, I feel like I've made it in life if I have one of those at home. But I think it'd be a gift and a curse. How would you use another toilet?
Bro, you would just be like, I've got to use this pauper's toilet.
Yeah. Because we all know that, well, I don't know, is this a big presumption? I prefer, if I had to poop anywhere, if I could teleport back home, that's my best preferred location. I can go in other places. I'm an adult. But if I could teleport, and I have been known to save it till I get home, right? Could I actually be relaxed anywhere else in the world?
I'm going to go ahead and say, anywhere else you'd be like you would be very frustrated. I think I will say this as well. When it was COVID, was part of it is eco-friendly, and the other part was the fact that we had a bit of a toilet roll dilemma at some point, where people were beefing over toilet roll.
Unheard of this.
The household that I lived in at the time, we chipped in and we bought they're called tushies. And so it's a thing that you connect to your toilet, you hook up to the water mains, and then it's got hot and cold, and then it's got like a little lever that you can, the targeting system, analog, it's not got a radar system.
Yeah, well.
And then you like, you clean yourself off. Yeah.
So you've got to drive a stick.
And then,
yeah.
And then I realized that anywhere else I went, I was like, I got wiped like a.
Yeah. I think I've used it. I think, was it? Have I been to? I think I had a go on it. I don't think. I think I just had a wee, but I had a go on it anyway. And also now I've just come to the realization: if you come from a country that has those as a standard, how disgusting must you feel about us?
Come to this first world country.
Yeah, leader of Europe, come here, and they're like, "Hang on, we only had toilet paper." And not even a bum gun. You'd be like, yeah, cool. Mm. You're manual, innit? They like it, rustic. Do you know what I mean? It's like a telephone where you got to run your finger around the dial. It's like cute in a way, but yeah.
I mean, not even back in the days, but in like hotels and stuff, you'd have like a bidet.
Yeah, bidet, whatever.
I mean, I never ever used one of them things, to be honest.
I used to think they were a urinal when I was a really young kid, and I was informed at a very young age that it is not that. And I learned my
lesson. Have you used one?
A bidet?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I have. Yeah, I have. It's basically the old school version of what they have in the toilet.
But you have to get up and go
together. It's like a washer and a tumble dryer, washer dryer. However, I'd say the toilet, which is integrated altogether, does probably a better job than a separate thing. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Quickly. The second best toilet of all time was a gold toilet. Like, I went this was like years and years and years ago. I went to a client's house.
Mm-hmm.
I went to his, bruv, they had a fully gold toilet. And I was like looking at it and I was like,
what?
Yeah. And I don't, okay, the house was worth about, the house was worth more than 10 million pounds.
Okay.
It was a bougie ass house. So the project was a few million by itself.
Wow.
This, yeah, this, I mean, so I'm guessing that it could have been a solid gold toilet, but it was like, I enjoyed it, even though it was cold.
Oh, really? Was the seat gold as well?
Yeah, the whole thing was gold.
Oh, yeah,
bro.
You'd have to put some heat in it. Was their name Mr. Sheen?
It was.
The client. And did they say, do you want to go and use America?
Well, I don't know.
Can I use your America, please?
I got arrested trying to take the toilet out.
But the seat was...
Everything was gold, bro. The lid was gold. The actual seat was... Everything was gold. And I was like, it's a flex, but not... It's like having leather seats in your car.
Yeah. Doesn't... This might be an old wives' tale. Doesn't cold sitting on cold things give you piles as well, apparently?
Yeah, I thought that was hot things. Oh, we need to get our facts straight.
Wow, man. So one of us has been doing it real wrong.
Wrong.
I was going to find out in a few years. Fuck.
My doctor lied.
All right. Anyway, bruv, that's an hour done, man. We've got a bounce. Kill an hour. We've killed one.
Jeez.
Make sure you check us out on all social medias at How to Kill an Hour. There's loads of our jokes up there on Facebook and Instagram. And if you can do one thing for us, why don't you grab one friend and tell them about the podcast? Pull it up on their phone.
Send us some jokes.
Send us some jokes as well. Yeah, we'll put email address. Oh, my brain's freezing. Email address in the comment in the show description. Follow us. Me at Marcus Bronzy as well. Got there in the end, and we'll be with you soon. Big up your shoes and socks. Where can we find you, Sean?
Nowhere. Peace out. Love you lot.
On a slope.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.